Anyways,
telepathy works. Is that what you're saying?
Welcome back to the Giddy Up with the nonsense that we have completely, always. And Chris, do you have any funny news stories? And we'll be back with the weather, the weekend weather, at least in this hour.
We hope.
Well, we will either way.
We got a couple of things here to talk about. So first, as you know, the Giddy Up was breaking news months ago with this whole clown extravaganza going on. So we just want to keep you updated on the comings and goings of the evil clowns. So breaking that teenage idiots busted for evil clown stunt that left girls in hysterics. Two 18-year-old women dressed as clowns were arrested last night after they jumped out of a car and chased a pair of petrified girls, according to Michigan police. Of course, Michigan, right? Anything happens in Michigan.
Well, it's not as bad as Florida.
No.
Or North Carolina.
Well, actually, I think if you're not... Well, those are the clown capitals right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the victims, both 14, ran from the screaming clowns to police headquarters in Roseville, a city in suburban Detroit. The children, officers reported, were in hysterics and in their pajamas. Ba-dum-bum. Thank you. Officers quickly dispatched to investigate the 9 p.m. incident, quickly located the costume suspects, who officers described as morons and idiots in a press release. Upon spotting the...
Did you need a press release to divulge that information?
Yeah.
No.
Who's your publicist there? Upon spotting the cops, the clowns...
Bonham and Bailey.
The clowns took off on foot, but were quickly apprehended. The big shoes... Just going all over the place.
Yeah, Eric the Clown.
Eric the Clown,
put the fire out with his big shoe.
What if he's in danger? The suspects...
Come on, man. It's just a gig. So who's Bozo? Was he a clown?
Yeah.
He was a clown.
He was the clown.
Bar none. Come on, man. You stuck up with some clown from the 60s, man.
The suspects, Alondra Sledge and Jamie Salinas.
Really? Is that a made-up name? Yeah. Eliza Sledge?
Alondra. Please welcome to the cabaret stage, Alondra. You know you named your kid wrong when it rolls off the tongue like that. You know, she's either going to be a stripper or a fake clown. An evil fake clown.
With the last name Sledge.
Yeah.
You know, either she's gonna, you know, never mind.
She's gonna, I'm sorry,
a porn star.
That's what I was gonna say. Thank you. Her destiny's been put out before. She's a porn star.
It's like Seinfeld said, you name your kid Jeeves, you pretty much mapped out his future.
Yeah, exactly. He's not gonna become a CEO of anything, the CEO of maybe shoe polishing.
Yes.
They were dressed in full clown regalia from head to foot, police reported. The duo stated they thought it was funny to terrorize unsuspecting pedestrians.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Sledge and Selena are pictured, if you want to take a gander at them, at our good friends of the Smoking Guns website. The teenagers were charged with disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor, and booked Thursday night into the Macomb County Jail. Sledge and Salinas are scheduled for October 20th District Court hearing.
How old were these young ladies?
They did not give the age, but to give their names, they had to be at least 18, I would say.
To give the names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or else they would have said minors. So they had to be 18. So if they were teenagers, so I'd say 18, 19. Yeah. So moving on, I'm going to talk a little bit of sports today. A couple things going on here. Tonight kicks off the league championship series with the Cleveland Indians, who beat our beloved Boston Red Sox, are hosting. Yep.
Oh, that's right. They started off tonight.
Yep. Against the Toronto Blue Jays at 8 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow, the National League kicks off. The NLCS will feature the Cubs and the Dodgers at historic Wrigley Field. That's historic because that's where gum was invented.
So, who are you rooting for?
Seriously? I hope they all get anal rashes. Once the Red Sox are out of it, I don't care.
But you kind of have to root for the Cubbies, no?
You know what? I think they are the best team in baseball this year. We discussed last week, Toronto's a bit of a wagon, and they're hitting their stride at the right time. they can hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Cubs can pitch. Arrieta, Lester, and Lackey.
I know one thing we can agree on. When a professional gets his mitts on a song, that's when it really takes
off. Yeah, tell me about it. So, yeah.
All right.
We have that. We also have, last night, the Bruins kicked off the 2016-27 campaign.
Yes.
Of that championship season, that cup they are looking to chase.
Chasing it. Chase is the right word,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, well, Brad Marchand got off to a killer start.
Well.
Two goals. What?
I know. And four,
yeah.
He's got that huge, nose. Huge, what do you call it? All right, other
contract?
Than nose. It is. That's what I was trying to get at, Christopher. Okay.
I heard they paid his nose extra. It's so big.
Oh, by the way, since the Cubbies are in it.
If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself? What?
Ah.
I know I would. First, I'd smother myself with brown mustard and relish. I'd be so delicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Carey.
So would you?
Legendary voice.
Don't jerk me around, Norm. It's a simple question.
Yeah.
A baby can answer it. If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
I guess so.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Yeah, all right. You gotta love Will Ferrell.
There you go, Cubby fans.
Doing, God bless his soul, Harry Carey.
Hi. I know someone else who does a really good Harry Carey. Maybe when his voice clears up, he'll
feel it. Lay some out there for you.
Very good. If the Cubs go further in this,
I will be prepared for some Harry Carey.
Yeah, I'll be prepared to be getting phone calls.
I'll be talking about the moon and some. The moon was made of ribs and had barbecue sauce on. I'd put in a cold Budweiser.
Well, he knew a lot about the cold Budweisers. So Bruins win 6-3, start off the NHL season. David Backes, free agent, had a really nice start to his Bruins career. A couple goals. And also adding a couple goals was their line mate, David Pastrnak, who's
going to
be skating on the top line.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I have for a little bit of funny news, a little bit of serious sports.
Right.
And,
right on. So, you know, we're informing the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not at the students because they're too busy doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah, the homework, we hope.
Ooh, let's hope.
Yeah.
But for those of you who listen to us every Friday, we'd like to inform you for the weekend goings on.
I do have a couple.
And we will be back with that. So, and hopefully some weekend weather. Not hopefully, definitely, because if the breeze doesn't call in, we're not sure. But if he doesn't,
I'm going to go out on the limb and say we're going to have weekend weather, because if we don't, that means the world ended.
That's right. Very, very good. So if it's not the breeze, it's the please. I will. I don't know. I will be back with that. Well, you take us out, Christopher, because and this may be your last time you have to take us out.
No, very good. I know, I've been too serious the last couple of weeks. I have nobody to rank on. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
That's right, kids. I'll be right back with some more beautiful, beautiful rock and roll music.
Easy listening to kick you into your weekend.
It's not going to be easy listening, trust me.
I'm on the wrong show again?
You are. Let this song kick in and we'll see how easy it is, because it does kick in. We're right back.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm
A little cherry bomb there for my compadre over there. Kind of brings us back to when we were growing up. Great, great song. That was John Cougar Mellencamp, Esposito.
From East Boston.
Whatever his name was at the time. Welcome back. 3:27 in the afternoon, boys and girls. Yeah. You listen to the Giddy Up with the... the brain collaboration of DJ Pauly B and the funny man Chris Ridgway. I know it's a lot to take in at the time, but if you keep listening, you will definitely be possessed, and you will listen every week. Let's hope, anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because there's a lot of nonsense going on here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a cornucopia of nonsense.
Wow, and that's a great word to use, especially around this time of year, cornucopia. So if any of you don't have cornucopias, we are gonna auction off a cornucopia next week. But it won't be your vegetables and fruits. It will be more on the adult side,
yes,
if you will.
Yes, courtesy of our friends at Amazing Superstore on Mystic Ave.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But all the proceeds will go to the W. Yeah. That was a Freudian slip.
W. Mm-hmm.
It's the WMFO Studios here in Medford, Boston. And me and Christopher ourselves will put together the cornucopia.
Yeah.
Of, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
21-year-old and over.
Yeah, please make sure you bring ID.
Yeah, bring it. Okay, so, Chris, what do we have? We have the Wheel of Music.
So,
is that what we call it now? I don't know. I don't think we dubbed it an actual...
Yeah, it's just the Wheel. I think the kids just call it the Wheel. You know what I'm hearing on the street.
Yeah, let's get hip.
The kids go, "Hey, you guys doing the Wheel this week?" And they go,
"Doing
yeah.
the Wheel."
I was out doing some grocery shopping at the old grocery store. I was buying my usual, some fruits and berries and nuts.
What?
And steaks. Okay, I was buying steaks.
No, you're putting steaks in the cornucopia.
Steaks in the cornucopia of steak.
And I'm being completely honest right here.
Please do.
What's a cornucopia?
It's a horn of plenty.
But how do you make this horn?
I don't know. I thought you bought the horn and you filled it with stuff.
No. Last time I seen a horn like that, I was blowing it off of a desert island.
Oh, all right, Gilligan. Simmer down, Gilligan.
But there was no fruits and berries in there.
As I was saying, the kids were saying, "Hey, man, are you doing the Wheel?" And they go, "Of course we're doing the Wheel." So
right.
I think we're going to get
Should we call it the Wheel or the Roll? We got to come up with... Hey, we're getting old.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a hip name for it. But we'll go with the Wheel for now.
I like the Wheel because we spin the Wheel. It's a good thing Paulie...
Yeah, spin the Wheel.
It's a good thing Paulie's still a muscular man because that is a big flipping wheel he is spinning.
It's pretty big.
Like I said, it's bigger than the London Eye.
The London Eye.
But not the old one eye.
What happened to the Jersey Shore? Jersey Shore. They have one. I told you. Oh, it sank in the I shouldn't even say that, but it did.
Yeah,
They
built it again, I think.
Did they?
Yeah, it's rebuilt. Good. It's okay.
Good. So now are they using it for power?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Power wheel.
That's what they do. That's how. Yes. That's how South Central Jersey gets its power now.
I would imagine.
Yeah, just South Central, not the whole state.
Either that or the BS from the show. All right.
Yeah, we run on BS.
All right. So how are we going? How are we going, sir?
All right. So what I'm going to do, kick it off with our number 10 song of
yes.
Rock Tracks.
All right.
Can you pod me up there, buddy boy? I'm on Augs 2. Augs 2, coming up.
Okay.
Number 12. I'm sorry, number 10. Well, what am I? All right. This is a Giddy Up approved act. The Stone Temple Pilots.
So STP... was double on the top 10.
Oh, I don't know that yet. I haven't gone that far.
All right.
And coming in next at number 9, another Giddy Up favorite. We're talking two of our favorites back to back right now. Green Day with Basket Case, that breakthrough album, and also Polly's ringtone when he calls me.
Yeah. It's Dookie.
Hey, I want to know what you... The album's Dookie. Okay, thank you. Number 8. One of the last bands out of the Seattle scene, a band called Kent Box with Far Behind.
Mm-hmm.
Good song. Let this one play out a little bit.
Yeah, great song. Definitely.
Yeah. And then coming up next, once again, I just want to point out that this is the mainstream rock tracks. So we have some classic rock artists on here, too. At number 7, the great and mighty Pink Floyd from the album, the Division Bell.
Yeah.
High Hopes.
This is one of those songs you need to be completely stoned to listen to. And I've never been stoned in my life.
No.
But... I can imagine.
Yeah, a couple kids threw rocks at you, but that's about it.
I was stoned in Salem.
Number 6 from the massive album. Super Unite.
I tell you right now.
On Black Days.
Soundgarden, the best, what do they call them, super rock groups that they put together. Without a doubt.
I love them.
Come on,
well,
Chris Cornell.
They're not a super act. They weren't. They were nobodies.
No.
Temple of the Dog was a super act where they had the guys from...
With Pearl Jam and Chris Cornell. But, man, I love Soundgarden. And I heard they're doing a new album.
They are.
As well.
Not for anything, but that if you kids don't have the album Super Unknown, run out to your record store. Oh, wait, just download it illegally at this point. just go click.
Yeah, go to Wreck-It Town.
Go to Wreck-It Town.
And see the funny man and... I can't even think of his name.
And Gary Cherone.
Gary Cherone, thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, it's been torn down. It's going to be a Wegmans now.
It's already torn down.
Don't look for it. It ain't there.
No, neither is Gary Cherone.
Who I ran into at Starbucks a few weeks ago.
Of course, it had to be Starbucks.
Yeah, no kidding.
So when is he coming on the show? You said he wanted to.
I think he wanted us to promote something, so...
Starbucks?
Yeah, he's a... All right. Sticks right there.
All right.
Speaking about Torn Down, Eric Clapton's blues album that he did in 94, Tore Down is the track.
Well, I mean... One of the best guitarists ever. Ever.
I listen to a lot of guitar
Other than
players.
You.
Well,
ever.
I'm okay. This guy's awesome. But you know what?
He's like B.B. King. He reminds me of B.B. King, yep. The way he makes it talk.
Yeah. Well, you know what I like about the next band? I am better at guitar playing.
You slept with all of them?
You hold my hand, my crappy in the blowfish.
But you slept with all the whole band. Look, you weren't even a roadie or a band-aid. You were a... I don't know.
Disgusting.
You're a blowfish.
I never met Hootie, a blowfish, or anybody. It is DJ Pauly B.
Named Hootie?
Is an exaggerator.
That is wrong.
He's telling tall tales from Ireland.
No, that is wrong because my surname is Booty, not Hootie.
At number three, the Voodoo Lounge. A great album by the Stones. You Got Me Rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, I don't have a cut for, but it is from the massive album Monster, R.E.M. What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
Oh, I have that. Well, why don't you tell me? I gotta play it.
You know, I figure it's easy if you just press buttons and give your fingers a rest.
My fingers are very tired.
You're all pressed out. So, ladies and gentlemen, the host of your show, Pauly B, will be giving you the number one song.
And the number one song of 1994 was one of our favorite groups of all...
Giddy Up Approved.
Of absolutely Giddy Up Approved. And one of the sexiest men ever to take the microphone on
the
stage.
The dude from Canned Heat? Go over to the country.
No. And Scott Weiland, rest in peace. And yes, I'm going to play this through. This is the number one song. One of my favorite songs of all time. This is...
Great guitar player.
Oh, of course.
Great singer. Everything's really about this band.
This is Interstate Love Song. We'll be right back, kids.
dark, you in the pain, you on the run, living a hell, living your ghost, living your end. Never seem to get in the place that I belong. Don't wanna lose the time, lose the time to come. Whatever you say, it's all alright. Whatever you do, it's all good. Whatever you say, it's all right. Silence is not the way. We need to talk about it. Heaven is on the way. Heaven is on the way. Decline, breaking the waves, watching the lights go down.
Hope I didn't depress anybody too bad.
That's a great song.
It is a great song. probably my favorite, you know, definitely my favorite Bush song, which that sounds dirty. But it was. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't want to bring the show down. We're going to say our goodbyes. We're going to bring the show back up. That was Letting the Cable Sleep. And before that was, of course, me and the Funny Man's one of our favorite songs that we play the guitar to together,
yes,
which
we
is
did.
Cool. No More, No More by R.A. Smith from Boston.
Aerosmith.
That's right. And
from the Midwest, we say Aerosmith. You got to go to the Aerosmith show.
Aerosmith. And before that was Interstate Love Song, which was the number one song from 1994. And another one of our faves, Giddy Up Approved, as the funny man would say. So, welcome back to the Giddy Up. It is 3:49, soon to be 3:50, because you know what? Time never stops. So, we're going to say our goodbyes. And we will obviously want to thank you guys for listening. And hopefully, there was more than just my cat listening. But it's a beautiful day here in the lovely state of Medford, Mass.
My pet python would listen, but it doesn't have ears.
Right. And it ate my steak and cheese sub the other day, and I was not happy. I have no idea.
I thought it was a mouse.
All right, it's 56 degrees tonight.
Tried to mate with it, thought it was another python.
Believe it or not, Chris, all right, I'll admit it. It wasn't a real steak and cheese sub. It was a hamster and cheese sub. That's why your python ate it. I made it specifically for him. Okay. Tomorrow is all right. Tomorrow's going to be highs of 61, believe it or not. It's going to be overcast, but mostly sunny, so you guys get out. I would say my pick of the weekend will be Sunday, but who wants to go out on Sunday and apple pick when you can be watching your Patriots beat up on Cincinnati?
Yep.
And my Bills beat up on San Fran.
Oh, San Fran's pathetic.
Yeah. Wow. You know, the only one that could catch a pass is Kaepernick, and that's only if he threw it in his own afro. So
he's been practicing that.
he better. Anyways, kids, I'm sorry we didn't hear from the lovely Breeze, but that's my fault. I've been sick all week, so I didn't call him. And next week, big show, big show. We'll be back on the air. Well, we're on the air still,
yeah,
but
yeah.
But I'm telling you, we'll be, fully crewed. I don't even know what that means, but we'll have a...
I understood it.
Of course you did.
We'll have a full boat.
We will. And I'm going to let Christopher take us out as far as goodbyes.
Hey, yep. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. It's, you know, very humbling that we get to go out and broadcast over these airwaves to you.
You're so right.
As I always say, you know, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, and for as long as you can. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, the funny man, who is the best co-host I could ever wish for. It's only because we get each other, and you guys listening in probably don't get half of the stuff we talk about, but it doesn't matter because we have fun, and as long as we make you laugh and set your weekend off right, kick your weekend off right, as we always say here at the Giddy Up. I want to say that we're going to take a 166-hour break, as we always do, because, you know, you need to, after a week's worth of work of 2 hours. And and always be a rock, never roll. As I always say, and I know that's hard to some people to understand, but you just want to listen to us two jackasses just go back and forth. And stay Boston strong, boys and girls. Who do I want to apologize to this week, Chris? Who's been sitting in the green room?
The late Sonny Bono?
No, it was Harry Carey. We have Harry Carey's...
The dead Harry Carey.
We have a dead Harry Carey in the green room. But it's not really a green room, is it?
No. It's kind of fuchsia.
Not at this point, anyway.
Yeah.
It's past the green room. Anyways, kids, anything else, Christopher?
Nope, I think that sums it up.
All right, kids, we'll see you hopefully soon. Stay strong and be careful out there this weekend. Enjoy, it's going to be beautiful. So I'm going to play some country music.
From what country?
Our country. All right, kids, have a great weekend.